is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at DanEilerman.com.
When you just gotta have a big boy, nothing else can satisfy that craving. Which is why we've added to the big boy family. The farmhouse boy. A big boy with crispy bacon and a fried egg. The breakfast boy. Sausage patties topped with bacon and a fried egg. Then there's the bad boy. With pepper jack cheese and our spicy tartar sauce.
All at your local Frisch's. Home of burgers. Breakfast and big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney? The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
Three-pointer will tie it. Here it is by Fairlawn. It's good! Baked in! Baked in! Kyle Peters! Woo! We're tied up. Long throw, Brandewey. Down the floor to Meyer. Layup, good! Wow, Caleb Meyer got the chippy. What a great game.
It's been a great game.
Wow.
We will wow you with one great game after another on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here we go. 8.8 to go. Fort Laramie up three. Ball inbounded. Venture half court. Salazar timeline. Goes to Nixon, top of the circle. Jump shot. Deflected by Brandewey. Loose ball. Laramie's got it. Foul
wow.
Venture. Wow.
Right on cue.
Woo.
Nick Brandewey right on cue.
Big plays by Redskin players at critical times.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, Brandewey and Caleb Meyer, what a 1-2 punch they were down the stretch.
ScoresBroadcast.com won't give you time to stretch.
Quickly, three-point shot outside the arc of the left by the Jackson Center Tigers. It's good. It's poured in by Garrett Bringer. Coming right back is Bixler with a tray. Good for Anna. Two, three balls in a row, one by each team. Oh, Elkert lets it fly. 26-footer. Oh, wow, what a shot by Elkert up in the rafters here at the Anna Gym.
From one gymnasium to another, we webcast select exciting games throughout Shelby County and in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Scores enjoys covering 80 contests each year featuring the best in boys and girls high school basketball.
Down the floor to Ivy Wolf. She guns the long three ball. Good.
Better find her on a break like that. You better find that girl. She is a shooter. Top of the circle, Hosher.
Three-point shot, Gebhardt. Bullseye! Kennedy Gebhardt from downtown. My goodness. 23-footer. Caught the pass chest high. Let it fly. All net. It's Dosik stepping inside the line. Bingo! The second long two-pointer for Dosik. Foul line. It goes to Hosher. Deep left corner, Ratterman. Open. Three ball. Buried it. Taylor Ratterman from long distance.
She has been on a streak.
Hey, Chuck, that was tailor-made.
Oh, we have fun on scoresbroadcast.com and enjoy recognizing those outstanding players.
Jaden Pretty is as smooth a basketball player as I've seen in a long time.
He's pretty to watch.
He is pretty to watch, yes. I like that. But he handles the ball well. If he's having a good game, they're tough to beat.
Here's a long trifecta by Zane Chaffee. It's down through the bottom of the well.
I would say if we stick around and do this for a while, we're going to be saying Chaffee quite a bit in the next few years.
I think so. Stewart, Yulescamp, three ball. Good! Good! Riley Yulescamp, a 27-footer.
That play down there with Bixler got them all fired up.
And we've got you fired up for our next tournament webcast. Just one thrilling shot away.
Spin move, up and under. Good!
Wow.
Mark Bixler, herky-jerky, shake and bake.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, after a fine game earlier today here on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, we've got an excellent afternoon tilt for you. Tip off upcoming in about 15 minutes at 4 o'clock. It's Fort Laramie, number one in the state in girls Division IV basketball. In fact, AP poll champs 3 years in a row for the Redskins. The opponent, Cincinnati Country Day, 16-1 on the year. The Indians were beaten by Fort Laramie last year at Vandalia Butler in the regional championship game. Final score 50-34. Game much closer. Country Day narrowed the gap to 38-34 with four something to go. Fort Laramie pumped in the last 12. Dana Rose made a big steal with 3 minutes left. Blocked a shot, took it away out of thin air, drove it 70 feet. Coast to coast, that turned the tide in the game. And Dana Rose and Kenzie Holscher need to step forward here today, Chuck, against Cincinnati Country Day, which is without its best player due to a knee injury.
Well, I mean, sometimes as a coach, you've got to really guard against your kids thinking about the fact that they're not going to have to go against Jordan.
Right.
Because that's a talented basketball team they're getting ready to play. And you talk to the head coach who feels very confident about his chances of beating Laramie today. So, you know, Laramie's going to have to play their best game.
Well, he does, and that's because he has examined the Fort Laramie Lima Bath tape.
He says, we believe we can put pressure on Fort Loramie, make their offense run very unevenly, upset them at the timeline, throw them out of kilter. And if the ball does go to Dana Rose and Kenzie Holscher, it's via a fairly lengthy pass, or they have to come out and get the basketball.
Well, if you're going to take your formula from the Lima Bath game and you have the ability to do that,
right,
then yes, you can beat Loramie.
That game we're talking about, Fort Loramie's only loss of the year, 20 points on the road at Lima Bath. These Redskins, as I mentioned, number one in the state in girls Division IV. What a season. Fort Loramie defeated Finley Liberty Benton. Loramie played up divisions and won that game. Played up divisions and beat Ottawa Glandorf, both of those at home. Traveled to Canton around Christmas time. Knocked off Canton Glen Oak by 26 points on Glen Oak's floor. Ranked in the top 10 all year long in D1, Canton Glen Oak. Two victories over Anna, two victories over Rushi. Hey, 36-26 over Minster back in December in a game played at Fort Loramie. Redskins schedule, Chuck, as tough as it's ever been in girls high school basketball, and Fort Loramie rolled right through it, 24-1.
Well, and I mean, that I think is going to bode well for them today, because their schedule is much better than what Country Day played.
Yep.
The Cincinnati Division IV girls basketball, not known for being outstanding. They got some athletes. If they can pressure Loramie's guards, that's kind of been a weak spot for Loramie all year. If they can make them turn the ball and get some easy baskets off of it and not allow them to get into their half court set to get the ball to Holscher and Rose, yes, it could be a tough game for the Redskins.
You alluded to the Indians schedule on the year. 16 wins in 17 games, a couple of short pauses because of the coronavirus. But Cincinnati Country Day plays in the Scarlet Division of the Miami Valley Conference. Toughest opponent is Cincinnati Summit Country Day, which Country Day beat by 9 and by 20 in the two meetings. Only loss to Division I Ursuline late in the year by 6. It was, by the way, on February 3rd when Cam Jordan injured her knee. 17-year head coach John Snell said Sabrina Del Bello is going to have to pick up the slack, help bring the ball down the floor. Cam usually does that. Sabrina will share in that job. And quite frankly, Sabrina Del Bello and Sarah Zimmerman are going to have to score about 7 or 8 more points in this game.
Well, DeBello last year in that regional was outstanding.
Oh, yeah.
She shot the ball really, really well. Yeah, the difference is going to be that Jordan got into the lane, and if they didn't stop her, she shot a layup. If they did, she was dishing, and DeBello was hitting shots. So that is one factor that's going to be taken away from them today.
DeBello shoots the three ball like no one Fort Loramie has seen this year. Redskins, I'm sure, recall her last year. She went off on Tri-Village, made 6 threes in the second half, did Del Bello. And in that regional semi last year, Country Day went from 9 down, won it by 9. Sabrina Del Bello can get red hot. I think she made 3 in succession in the second half against Fort Loramie last year. Redskins guard play has got to step it up. As you alluded, it will be tested here this afternoon.
They're going to get pressure. They're going to get pressure full court. They're going to get pressured at midcourt, and they're going to have to try to. They can't run their offense like they did against Lima Bath, where they were trying to throw long passes, and they weren't throwing diagonal passes. They were trying to throw the ball from the point to the post, and I'd have to look back, but I guarantee you they turned the ball over at least 20 times, maybe more.
A factor in the game a year ago between Fort Loramie and Cincinnati Country Day and the regional championship, depth
But Loramie was clearly deeper.
Yeah, yeah.
This Country 8 team is a player or two deeper than it was a year ago, minus one now because the leading scorer, Cam Jordan,
right,
is done for the season. We'll see how all of that plays out.
Well, I think that is the absolute strength, and it has been for a few years for Fort Loramie. They can just run player after player after player, and they really don't lose anything
right
when they make the switches. And I see Ava Schultes out there. She's got her knee brace on. She's out there warming up. I don't think we're going to see her in the game.
How about
but it's
that?
Neat to see the young lady out there being able to at least go through warm-ups.
Way to go, Ava. She scored 10 points, by the way, in that regional championship win over Country Day last year.
She was a real loss for the Redskins this year.
Well, from storm doors to garage doors to entrance doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality components. Key building components here today for Cincinnati Country Day. Pressure Fort Loramie, or at least test Fort Loramie's guards, see how pressure works, and try as much as possible to take away Kenzie Holscher and Dana Rose. You can't eliminate them completely, but if you can reduce them to 9 or 10 points in this game, Cincy Country Day clearly has a shot to win. And as we've alluded, Country Day's got to offset the loss of Cam Jordan. Her speed, quickness, other intangibles will be difficult to match with other performers on this Country Day roster. For Fort Loramie, I think the Redskins will put a little pressure on Country Day now that the Indians are down a player. Fort Loramie will see how that works out. Important for Fort Loramie, Chuck, to get Kenzie and Dana off the snide and looking for the shot.
Yeah, they both need to look to score, but the key is the guards getting the ball into position to be able to run your half-court offense.
Right.
Against Lima Bath, they did not.
Those are key building components for both teams. Speaking of such, the finest building components come from the Francis Schulze Company. Visit our showroom on Rangeline Road, northeast of Rushi. See firsthand this winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for offering the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. So many thanks to our Fort Loramie game sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. We also salute Custom Foam Products, a world-class supplier. Brookins in Fort Loramie, 10 Elm Street. The food can't be beat at Brookins. And M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs at TomJerry's.com. Well, we're both recovering. I had a fairly severe pneumonia, and hopefully the voice doesn't wane. It was strong for game one at 11 o'clock this morning, and much better than last night when we had the boys' game at Piqua between Botkins and Fort Loramie. Chuck, looking back at that game, a lot has talked about Botkins in the form of its offense, its size, its ability to shoot the three, to get to the basket with Pretty. But I thought the defense for Botkins was the difference. It held the two Calebs at bay for Fort Loramie.
Well, yeah, their defense has been really good all season. They've had some offensive swoons on the couple of games that they lost, but
right,
they lost to good basketball teams, and they are a really talented group of young men. I'm looking forward to seeing them play a couple of regional games.
And I thought last night, five or six key possessions when the game could have swung, Botkins willed its size.
Well, Loramie never got the lead. They got it tight, I think, once or twice,
right,
but they never took the lead.
We're about 4 minutes away from the tip, Country Day, Fort Loramie coming up. Should be a fantastic game. At Fort Loramie, third straight year, the Associated Press poll champ in the state of Ohio. Cincinnati Country Day, ranked in the top 10 all year long. I think finished 8th in the final AP poll. At Fort Loramie, 24-1. Cincinnati Country Day, 16-1. It's a state D4 district championship headliner. Biggest game in the state of Ohio in girls basketball on this Saturday in tournament play coming up in just a few minutes. We'll return shortly. Jack and Chuck on Scores Broadcast to WMVR. Tournament play, district title game from Troy on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins wings slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGill-Tangeman-FH.com.
And thank you so much here on scoresbroadcast.com to the Sydney Daily News award-winning sports page coverage and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM serving all of West Central Ohio. We also congratulate additional business partners, SecureCom and Minster, SECURCOM online at SecureCom.com, the pros in protection, Osgood Bank and Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County, at Fort Loramie in Indian Lake. Be well, be good. Osgood Bank. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center. A Scores founding partner since 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Thank you, all the staff and associates at LaCalle, L-A-C-A-L. LaCalle once started in L.A., California, way back many years ago before moving to Jackson Center in Shelby County in 1982. Thanks to the staff, associates at LaCalle Equipment, and Mary Lee Smock and Roger Dietrich, we owe you so much gratitude. Gaffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. Go Gaffney. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Dickman Supply in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. 11 years with us on scoresbroadcast.com. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution at Dickman. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A. Your number one insurance agency in the region once again. And AAG Inc., American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. The entire roster for Cincinnati Country Day in the road, dark blue and light blue, has been introduced. And now here come the Redskins. 22-year head coach Carla Siegel sends her club out. Fort Loramie perhaps a slight favorite coming in if Cam Jordan of Country Day was healthy. She's not. I'm not going to say the Redskins are a prohibitive favorite now, Chuck, but odds are Country Day losing 15 points a game is in a little bit of a hot spot playing Fort Lauderdale.
Well, not only does she score, but she's assist. She gets in the lane. She breaks down defenses. And that's what sets up somebody like Sabrina DiBello.
Yep.
You get in the lane, people close down, and you spot up and shoot the three. It's going to be a little tougher for them.
Sure.
If they have the ability to play the defense on the guards that they're talking about, then it's going to be a really, really tough game. If they can't, then I think that Lormie definitely is the favorite.
Here are your starting lineups for the Fort Lauderdale Redskins in the home white, red and black trim, Fort and Lauderdale. Across the chest, the numerals in between. Caitlin Gaston, point guard, 5'3 senior. Corinne Heitkamp, a 5'6 senior out. Kenzie Olscher, Dana Rose. Kenzie close to 15 a game. Dana close to 13 a game. 6 feet, 6'1", respectively. And Jaden Putoff, very good wing jump shooter, 5'10" senior. Marley Cox starts at guard for the Indians, 5'5" senior. Sabrina DiBello, 5'8" senior at a wing. Alexa Bailey is the point guard for this club, a 5'10" senior. Sarah Zimmerman, 6 feet tall, junior, plays the post. Gracie Barnes at a power forward spot, a 5'8" sophomore. Opening tip to start the game, won by Fort Lauderdale. Moving from right to left on your phone or computer screen as you use your imagination. And right away, Kenzie Holscher spots up and drains along two behind the foul line. Good-looking airborne jumper by Kenzie. Boy, she looked natural and smooth there, Chuck.
Yeah, she has her moments where she looks like a star.
That's a lengthy shot for her out beyond the foul stripe. Lormie worked the ball around about 20 seconds. Kenzie shook free and let it fly. 2-0 Redskins, 50 seconds in with the basketball. Far left wing, DiBello on the bounce. Dribbles. Comes near side to Sarah Zimmerman, the 6-footer who pops out to catch. Picked up tightly by Dana Rose. Head coach John Snell, 17th year for Country Day, up barking signals. Deep right corner, Gracie Barnes, line drive, two-pointer, short, no good. Ball hit the finger of Dana Rose and went out of bounds.
Yep, good defense that time by Dana.
2-0 Fort Lauderdale. Country Day inbounding below the rim. Redskins zone in the paint. Ball lobbed in 25 feet away. Handled there by DiBello. She tries to get a screen from Zimmerman. DiBello wears number two. 20 feet out now. Trying to work a screen. Gives it up. Gets it back. Goes baseline. Hounding her, Caitlin Gaston. Oh, what defense by Caitlin. And Caitlin slaps it off her knee. It goes out of bounds. Caitlin Gaston fueling Fort Lauderdale's half-court D right there, causing the turnover. 2-0 Fort Lauderdale, 6:22 left, first quarter. Against pressure, Dana Rose midcourt, up the floor to put off. Open J, left flank, short, no good. Loose ball rebound, Zimmerman's got it for Country Day. Backcourt to DiBello. Handoff on the play to Gracie Barnes. Look at her fly down the floor. Into the lane, running one-hander. Short, no good. Rebound Fort Lauderdale. Gaston cross-court to Holscher. Available, 15-footer, bottom of the well. Right through the ropes.
Good look, and man, she's shooting the ball. That's a good start.
Two fine opportunities presenting themselves for Kenzie Holscher here at the outset, and she has taken advantage. 4-0 Fort Lauderdale. 2 minutes, 20 seconds in. Zimmerman in the post for Country Day. On the arc to Cox, now to Gracie Barnes. Guarded by Holscher, 20 feet out. Picks up her dribble. Lobs into the lane area.
Whoa.
To Alexa Bailey. Got away with a walk. Here's a deep left corner three. Overshot by Bailey. Weak side rebound Zimmerman. On the arc, DiBello. Guns a three ball. No, off the back brace. Rebound down to Fort Lauderdale. Gaston in backcourt. Up to Rose. cross-court pass, Corinne Heitkamp. Look at that ball get worked inside to Dana. Baseline left, Holscher open from 10, buries it. Country Day needs a timeout. Kenzie Holscher 3-for-3. Redskins ripped to a 6-0 start. 5 minutes left in the first on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at geyerschrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, GAIERS.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Fort Loramie off to a hot start. Three straight shots, three straight makes by Kenzie Holscher. 6-0 Redskins, 4:24 to go here in the first quarter. DiBello drives down the lane for Country Day. The left-handed scooper got it. Nicely done, Sabrina DiBello. Nails 2, 6-2, Country Day on the board. Gas in midcourt for Fort Loramie. Breaks the pressure down inside to Dana Rose. Foul in the act of shooting. Couple of free throws for Dana. Love the way Fort Loramie blitzed pressure. Got a good shot below the rim.
Well, Country Day is playing the same 2-2-1 that Bath played in that game.
Yes.
But they're doing a much better job of getting the ball in the middle and hustling it up the floor.
Dana makes the foul shot, 7-2, Fort Loramie. Head coach John Snell of Country Day said, we'll play 2-3, we'll play 2-1-2, we'll put some pressure on. What is it you've seen from Fort Loramie's defense so far? Caitlin Gasson doing something a little special?
Well, no, they're guarding Gasson. They're taking away her right hand completely. But defensively, Loramie's playing straight man-to-man, and they're doing a really nice job. The double got to the rim the last time.
So Country Day trying to force Gasson to her left and left only.
Not going
to
let her dribble on the right side, that's for sure.
Both foul shots by Dana, perfect. It's 8-2 in favor of Fort Loramie, and the ball is dropped on the play by Marley Cox off her knee, and Fort Loramie digs it off the floor. It's Holscher up the floor to Gasson. Wild pass. Caitlin can't track it down, but teammate Corinne Heitkamp does. Hand off to Holscher. Holscher barges down the right side of the lane. A shove committed by Country Day. It's Common. Ball out of bounds. 3:33 to go in the first. 8-2 Fort Loramie. Put off spelling Dana Rose momentarily. We've got Corinne Heitkamp in at guard. Is that Colleen Brandewey on the floor? Yep,
Colleen's
it is.
Out there, yep.
Ball thrown deep left corner. Inbounds. Corinne Heitkamp open. Rimmed it. No good. Rebound Country Day. Quickly up the floor, Sarah Zimmerman. Around one player, two players. Hooking foul against Fort Loramie in the paint. I think in the act of shooting, somebody's got to do a little better job sliding over and choking off Zimmerman. It's not ruled in the act. Break Fort Loramie. Ball out of bounds to Country Day. Right at the rim. Megan Zimmerman in. Megan 5'9 Frosch has a twin on the team. 5'9 Frosch, Liz Zimmerman. Here's a sloppy pass by Country Day, broken up, stolen by Fort Loramie. Country Day's turned it over a few too many times so far. Nobody guards Kenzie Holscher. She drives down the lane. Nobody picked her up all the way to the rack. No, but she is belted at the last split second. Country Day faltering defensively.
Well, it's really nice to see Kenzie. I mean, we've seen her have some outstanding offensive games, and for her to start the game being very offensive-minded is good for Fort Loramie.
She is taking charge. Hasn't missed a shot. Makes a free throw. 9-2 Fort Loramie. 3:08 to go here in the first quarter. Second shot, Kenzie dips the knees. Perfect. 10-2, Redskins up 8. Not the start head coach John Snell wanted for Country Day. Head coach Carla Shegel's Redskins have jumped on the Cincinnati powerhouse to lead by 8 points as we enter the final 3 minutes of the first quarter. And here's a hacking foul against Holscher.
Ooh.
30 feet from the basket, nearly made the swipe. She was going to be gone coast to coast for 2 points.
I was waiting for the dunk.
Sarah Zimmerman inbounding. No, it's Jada Mormon, 5'8 junior, in off the bench for Country Day. Throws it to DelBello in backcourt. DelBello's got the only bucket so far for Country Day, right?
Yep, she took it. She got the layup on the one.
Here's Sarah Zimmerman, high right, picked up by Dana Rose. 2:48 to go, first quarter. Here's a back cut. DelBello baseline left. Fort Loramie is aware of it, gets a fingertip on it, fights it loose. Then there's a scrum for a loose ball over guarding against Fort Loramie. And that's 2 fouls on Colleen Brandewick.
Yep.
Far side of the floor. Country Day inbounding. 2:38 to go in the first. Here's DelBello, 30 feet away. She's within 15. Oh, Mitz on the ball from Fort Loramie. It was either Holscher or Brandewick.
I think it was Brandewick.
Who got paws right on top of the leather. It triggered an arrow from the official, and it's Fort Loramie possession. Well, Country Day now is probably close to a half dozen turnovers.
I think it's Country Day's ball.
I'm sorry.
They had the arrow pointed the wrong way.
And Country Day does retain it. Ball inbounded, baseline left to 6-foot junior Daisy McLean, who's in. She coughed it up. It's loose in the corner.
Well,
out of bounds to the Skins.
DelBello never stepped back in bounds, and she threw the ball back to her.
Wow.
That's just a mental mistake by both of them.
Cincinnati Country Day out of sorts, perhaps reflecting the fact that the top player is out with a knee injury. Here's Fort Loramie quickly into the half court. Pass broken up, knocked out of bounds by Country Day. 2:22 to go opening period. Who would have thought Cincinnati Country Day, which has scored over 65 points 9 times this year, would be limited to 2. With 2:22 to go in the first. Ball inbounded, left corner, Dana Rose. Wants to go against DelBello. Can't, goes out on the arc. Throws to Gasson. Gasson between the rings. Holscher and Rose swap positions, baseline left. Put off straight away. Now Kenzie on top. Now put off, deep right corner, Gasson. 2 minutes left, opening quarter. 10-2 Fort Loramie. Gasson gives it up, gets it back. Foul line, into the lane area, doesn't shoot. Goes to put off. Right corner to a teammate. Is that Meyer in now?
No, that's
far corner of the floor.
I can do this. Clara Gephardt.
Yes, that's Clara. Clara Gephardt in, not Kara Meyer. Wide open player, left corner, Gasson hits it. The 3 ball. How about that? Nobody guarded her. Fort Loramie worked long and hard.
Yeah,
freed up Caitlin for a triple.
It was a shaky possession to get a 3 out of it.
13-2, Fort Loramie up 11. Clara Gephardt, pretty good defense. As bouncing through the lane goes Gracie Barnes, a little awkward. She's bailed out by a foul against Fort Loramie. That's Kenzie Holscher picking up number 2. Nice assertion by head coach Carla Siegel. She got a good, valuable minute of defense from Clara Gephardt. Kenzie Holscher now sits. Don't think Kara Meyer has entered yet, has she, Chuck?
No, we haven't seen her.
Ball lobbed in out back to Zimmerman. Deep left corner, DelBello for Country Day. Wants to shoot the 3. Tries to line it up from distance. Short, no good. Might have been a step out of her range. She was close to 30. It skidded off the rim, and then Country Day went over the back on the rebound. 13-2 Redskins. 1:09 to go, first quarter. Full court pressure by Country Day. Country Day not panicking yet, but in some hot water. Down double digits. Missing its best player, Cam Jordan. Gasson gets it up and across for Fort Loramie. Goes to the top of the key. Gasson on the floor with Corinne Heitkamp, who's got the ball deep left corner. Corinne wants to go to Dana Kant. Back out on top to Gasson.
Fort Loramie's got,
nearly stolen away.
Yeah, threw it to the wrong side of her.
Good hustle by senior Sam Easter of Country Day, who nearly made the swipe. Loramie gets it back. Corinne Heitkamp wants to drive, can't. Half minute to go here in the first. Ball thrown right corner to put off. Spin move in the lane.
Wow.
Back shot around and in. Jaden put off for a bucket. Big deuce for Jaden. 15-2 Fort Loramie. 16 seconds left first quarter. Long range. It is Gracie Barnes. Throws to DelBello. Awkward 8-footer in the paint area. No chance to make it. She's bumped by Fort Loramie. Fouled. She gets two with 9.9 remaining.
I'm sorry. That's a bailout. There's no way that should have been called. She made the contact and threw the ball at the rim.
Yep, I agree. But nonetheless, Sabrina DelBello at the stripe, two free throws for Country Day, and she cans the first to make it 15-3 Fort Loramie with 9.9 remaining in the opening quarter. Clara Gebhardt back in for Dana Rose. Kenzie Holscher's got two fouls. Second free throw, DelBello arches it up. Swish. 15-4 Redskins, who led 6-0 in the first 3 minutes after three hoops by Kenzie Holscher. Big bucket a moment ago, but Jaden put off. Here comes Fort Loramie, midcourt, 8 seconds to go. Gasson crossover dribble, hooks a pass down inside, driving layup, good by Gebhardt! Wow! At the buzzer!
What a nice job by Gasson that time. She dribbled through the pressure.
Phenomenal assist. Fantastic pass by Caitlin Gasson, who saw the floor beautifully and whipped a strike to the cutting Clara Gebhardt. Clara Gebhardt, easy for me to say. And she scored to beat the first quarter buzzer. 17-4 Redskins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243. Or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Hey, don't forget the Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center at 101 East Pike. Services include a full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, local delivery to Jackson Center and Botkins, medications packaged by day and time, immunizations, of course, rapid COVID testing at your car by appointment, results in 15 minutes, open 10 to 6 Monday to Friday, 10 to 1 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness, 101 East Pike and Jackson Center. Little New England Patriots action here by Fort Loramie, Chuck, scoring at the end of the quarter and receiving the kickoff to start the second quarter.
There you go.
Here's Gasson out high to Dana Rose. Rose checks, goes right wing on the play to Corinne Heitkamp on the bounce, 25 feet out. Corinne nearly tied up by DelBello. Goes into the corner with put off. Now to Gasson near midcourt. 17-4 Fort Loramie. 30 seconds gone here in the second quarter. Nice little wraparound pass down low on the left, and the Redskin player is tied up. Is that Allison Schmidtmeyer who's in?
It is, and that pass got her in trouble. There was nothing she's going to be able to do with that ball.
Exactly. Ball should not have been delivered to her. Opening 55 seconds of the second quarter. Only one field goal so far for Country Day. Powering down low in the right, shooting an 8-foot fadeaway is Gracie Barnes. Overshot it. Well, Fort Loramie's defense has answered every shot attempt by Country Day. Dana Rose, baseline right. Good look from 12. Short, no good. Oh, what a rebound.
Wow.
Corinne Heitkamp with the left hand. Brilliant play by Corinne.
All 5-6 of her.
Left-handed rebound, and somehow she squirted the ball back up off the board in traffic. Big deuce, 19-4, Fort Loramie. Long three, DelBello, right corner, missed everything. Out of bounds, touched by Fort Loramie. Redskins fans disagree.
I disagree, too.
6:36 to go here in the second quarter. Now the officials confer, and they'll keep it at the Country Day end. Ball lobbed into the lane, intended for Sarah Zimmerman, intercepted by Dana Rose. Rose on the pick, up to Heitkamp. Back to Dana between circles as she signals a number one coming out to catch Clara Gebhardt. Right back to Dana, far right wing. Oh, she spun around and fouled. It's common, five on each team. Boy, Redskins have gotten good lifts from the likes of Corinne Heitkamp, Caitlin Gasson, Jade Putoff, Clara Gebhardt.
Yep, they've all scored.
Woo! Special plays by each of those four ladies so far in this game for Fort Loramie. Gasson, high right. Oh, fires a bullet down inside for Dana, who goes leaping for it, but can't find it out of bounds to Country Day.
Good look, just not executed well.
19-4, Redskins, 6 minutes to go, second quarter. Cincinnati Country Day, averaging about 17 points a quarter, has been held in check only four through the first 10 minutes of this game, only one bucket. Here's a wild pass by Del Bello, down inside for Barnes, picked off by Dana Rose. Up ahead to Gasson, all Fort Loramie so far.
That's one of those where you call a play, and if it's not there, you don't throw the pass.
Right. Near foul, Marley Cox on the arc. Ball thrown to Rose, foul line. Spin move, twisting, turning, left it short. Digs hard for the rebound. It's on the floor. A blue shirt, a white shirt, trying to scrape it away. It's a jump. Arrow favors Fort Loramie.
Well, that was a good shot by Dana. She just left it a little bit short.
Caitlin Gasson inbounding left to the rim. Redskins up 15, 5:32 to go, second quarter. Caitlin, deep left corner pass to Corinne Heitkamp. On top to Putoff. Out of Gasson, 30 feet away. And she revolves the ball around the floor. Picks up her dribble high left. Goes to Putoff. Baseline right, long high-arching jumper. Pumped up there by Gebhardt, heavy. Weak side rebound comes down to Zimmerman. Zimmerman bolts the other way. Leaves it for a teammate, Jada Mormon, in the lane. Mormon's got a good drive underway. A lot of contact. Redskins were set.
Dana Rose took it right in the chest, just like you thought.
Wow, she accepted the charge. Dana Rose, beautifully done. Fort Loramie possession. One bucket in this game for Country Day through 11 minutes. 19-4 Fort Loramie. Ball thrown down the right side to Corinne Heitkamp. Swung on top to Dana Rose. Kenzie Holscher on the bench with two fouls. She can remain right there. Heitkamp open. High arching three-pointer. Hit the rim. Went to a support above the backboard. Came down, hit the rim again. Thought about going in, but it was already out of bounds.
Wouldn't have mattered. That was a good look, though. I'll let Corinne shoot that all day long.
Yep. Ball being walked to midcourt by Del Bello, who's got to do double duty with star guard Cameron Jordan out with a knee injury. Bad pass by Del Bello. She telegraphed it, and Fort Loramie picked it off. Intercepted on the play by Kara Meyer, who's in now. Kara gives it up to midcourt to Gasson, and head coach Carla Siegel sees the Redskins bottled up near the timeline. She gets a timeout. 4:18 to go in the second, 19-4 Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Hey, Jackson Center Pro Hardware has beautiful solid wood, soft-closed doors and drawers, making up some fine array of cabinets for you. That's at Jackson Center Pro Hardware in Jackson Center. And after the timeout, Fort Loramie gets a long, long three-pointer from Jaden Putoff, a 24-footer. Second field goal by Jaden. She was left wide open. Country Day didn't guard her. Don't know if it was a set play or not, Chuck. But Jaden took advantage. She was given room, and she nailed it. And everybody for the Redskins clicking on all cylinders, 22-4 in favor of Fort Loramie. 3:41 left here in the second quarter. Tell you what, Jackson Center Pro Hardware is good luck. I start to talk about it, and somebody for the Shelby County School flips in a shot. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 25 colors and styles to choose from regarding those beautiful soft-closed drawers and doors cabinets. Financing available, 18 months, same as cash. Fort Loramie, a swipe, a steal by Dana Rose. Quickly down the floor, missed it, no good. Rebound Clara Gebhardt, the jump shooter put off from 15, short. Rebound Zimmerman of Country Day. Gives it up the floor to Gracie Barnes. She spots up, shoots the three, not even close. Missed it so badly. Fort Loramie had the ball bounce off their knee out of bounds.
We got Riley Heitkamp coming in now.
Here comes Riley. 22-4, Fort Loramie, 3:22 left in the second quarter. Without Cameron Jordan, this Cincinnati Country Day team has lost. But Fort Loramie is playing beautiful team basketball.
Yeah, it's a combination.
Yes. Up 18, one bucket for Country Day, averaging somewhere between 15 and 20 points a quarter in most games this year. Only one bucket through the first 13 minutes. Here's a spin move. Sarah Zimmerman outside the lane in the left. Knocked away by Fort Loramie. Stolen again. 3 minutes left, first half. 22-4, Fort Loramie. Gas into midcourt. Left side put off. Gives it up straight away to Riley Heitkamp. Now Dana Rose on the weave. It's Allison Schmidtmeyer, the junior. Down low to Dana. Tries to wiggle for two. Shot hits the beneath side of the iron. And Country Day comes away with a rebound. Down the floor, Gracie Barnes. Stops, puts up a one-hander from 10, and knocks it down. Second bucket of the day for Country Day. 22-6, Fort Loramie. Ball looped into the right corner. Long three-point try. Flipped up there by Riley Heitkamp. No good. Rebound taken down by Country Day. Stolen by Gasson. DeRose to Gasson. Kicked on the play by Country Day.
That was a good thought by Caitlin, but she should have thrown it up and not down by the bounce pass. Because that means Rose has to catch it down by her feet and bring it up through the defenders.
Right. Take advantage of Dana's length.
Yeah, she's 6'1".
2:23 to go, second quarter. 22-6, Fort Loramie. Country Day got the last field goal. Gas and inbounding. Here's a deep right corner shot by Corinne Heitkamp. It rattles in and out. No good. Rebound yanked down by Daisy McLean. Long throw to Megan Zimmerman. The freshman missed the cripple. She blew the gimme for Country Day. Rebounded by Fort Loramie. Up 16. 2 minutes left here in the second quarter. Corinne Heitkamp having trouble all over her. Megan Zimmerman. Ball gotten away to put off. And a bumping foul committed 30 feet from the basket by Barnes.
Abby Gebhardt at the free throw line. Now it's 1-1.
So take advantage always. Big deals, big sales. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Don't forget DeWalt Power Tools and Accessories. A big wall of them at Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Always prices marked down. Tell Darren Yinkst at Jackson Center Pro Hardware. You heard about his shop right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Free throw in and out, no good. Rebound to Country Day. A minute 48 to go, first half. 22-6 Fort Loramie, which does not want to lift the foot off the gas pedal right now. Oh, here's a drive into the lane area. It's Gracie Barnes. Fumbled it, lost it, got it back, fed it to a teammate, and Jada Moorman makes the seven-footer right in front. Four straight points by Country Day. Here's Gasson down the floor for the Redskins. Gives it up to put off in the right corner. Minute 22 to go in the half. 22-8 Fort Loramie. Here's Clara Gebhardt. Gives it up, gets it back. Ducks under. Shot blocked with a foul by Country Day. That might have been a mistaken call. It looked clean up top.
it looked clean to me, but
Gebhardt's got two coming. She needs to cash in.
Daisy's a big girl. She's 6'3".
Sure is. Redskins need to cash in at the stripe here and stop the mini run. A little mini run of four straight by Country Day. The free throw bounds all around, and it goes in for Fort Loramie. Gebhardt gets it to go down. A lot of iron. 23-8. Second shot looks a little strong. It is. Rebound pinballed around off Dana Rose last. Redskins need to finish the half strong defensively. Up 15. We're up 13 at 17-4. Lead is 15 at the moment. Last two field goals in this game tallied by Country Day. Minute left, first half. Shot fake behind the arc by Megan Zimmerman, a freshman. Now DelBello walked. Might have walked again. Into the lane. Hits it on the run. 23-10. Fort Loramie up 13. Sabrina DelBello pulling her tricks. She's very, very good. 48 seconds to go here in the first half. Redskins up 13.
If you don't have to dribble, it makes it better.
Here's a pass near side to Corinne Heitkamp. Near steal on the play by Barnes. 34 seconds to go. Fort Loramie wants to get the last hoop of the second quarter. Here's Dana Rose, nearly fouled by Barnes. Gives it up to Heitkamp. 25 to go, second quarter. Corinne's got a drive underway. All the way to the rim. Banks it, no good. Scrap for the rebound. Country Day yanks it away. Here comes DelBello. Up and over the timeline. Shot fake behind the arc. Gives it up to Barnes. 25-foot three ball. Air balls it.
Nothing but net.
Yes. It skimmed right off the bottom of the cord. Went out of bounds. Redskin possession. 8.7 to go. 23-10 Redskins lead. Fort Loramie hadn't gotten a field goal in about 3 minutes. Here comes Dana. Backcourt to put off. Back to Dana. Spin move. Backcourt. 5 to go. Got to give it up. Put off. 30-foot range. 20-foot range. Lets it fly. Backboard. Rim. No good. First half in the books. Fort Loramie played exceedingly well. The first 12 minutes of this game, the combination of Fort Loramie putting its best out there on the floor, getting some fine performances from young ladies who don't necessarily star. We'll highlight them for you in just a moment. Keep in mind, Country Day without its top scorer, 15 points a game, a 66% shooter from the hardwood, Cameron Jordan, knee injury. And she is missing this game the rest of the season as well. 23-10, Fort Loramie by 13 here at the halftime break. It's time for our radio station pause. This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at geyerschrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyers is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyers is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyers Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, GAIERS Inc.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
Here at M&A Muffler and Tires, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
Welcome back to Troy, site of three Division IV Girls District Championship games here today. We covered an earlier one. The Rushi Raiders played their hearts out. The girls were phenomenal. Dropped a verdict to Tri-Village. As I recall, the final, I think, 52-43.
Yeah.
9-point game. It was closer than that most of the way.
Well, they had a shot at a three that was off the rim with about 45 seconds to go. They would have cut it to two.
Yep. Yeah, that was Kate Sherman who let one fly. It had gone down. It would have been a toss-up and gone to the final possession. But the Rushi girls wound up 16-10. District runners-up, Tri-Village victorious in our first game here today on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Right now, halftime of game three of the day here at Troy. Fort Loramie 23, Cincinnati Country Day 10. A 20-point victory in game two by Legacy Christian over Bradford. So that sets up one regional semifinal,
right,
for next Thursday at Vidalia Butler.
That one's at 8 o'clock.
That's the second game, right. Legacy Christian against Tri-Village, 8 p.m. tip at Vidalia Butler next Thursday. The winner of this game between Fort Loramie and Cincinnati Country Day plays at 5:30 next Thursday against the Minster New Knoxville winner. They are playing tonight at Wapakoneta in a girls D4 district championship game up there. You know, we're a favor of the home crowd in Botkins and also those who visit us from towns all around. Myers Tavern, 303 North Main in Botkins, known at noon at night, all over the daytime for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We've got a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want as a snack or as a full meal
at Meyer's Tavern in Botkins. Breakfast at 6. The omelets are unbelievably popular. Terrific strip sirloin steak dinners, only $12.50 apiece, served after 4 o'clock. We're proud to be a local casual hangout and welcome you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger. 303 North Main in Botkins, Meyer's Tavern. We bet you won't find better. 13-point lead for Loramie. It was bigger. Country Day got untracked a little bit. Last 4 minutes of the second quarter. Halftime report brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Chuck?
Well, yeah, each team scored 6 points in the second quarter. Loramie a little hampered. Hosier had 8 in the first quarter and then got her second foul and didn't play in the second quarter.
Yep.
And Colleen Brando, we hadn't scored, but she was playing great defense. She also picked up her second foul. It's 10-10 rebounding, 3-1 on the offensive boards for the Redskins. Country Day turned the ball 10 times in the first half. Loramie only turned it twice. I know that was not Country Day's plan coming into this game. 5-7 from the free throw line for the Redskins. Country Day went twice, made them both. Individual scoring, Sabrina DeBello at 6, and they got 2 from Jada Mormon and 2 from Gracie Barnes. They scored 4 and 6, 10 for the first half. Loramie led by Holster with 8. Then they got 5 from Jaden Putoff, who was terrific in the first half. They got 3 each from Clara Gephardt and Caitlin Gasson. They got 2 from Corinne Heitkamp. They got 2 from Dana Rose. They scored 17 and 6, and they lead it 23-10 at the half.
Defensive tenacity for Fort Loramie. Very, very good as always, wreaking havoc among the offensive players for Country Day, which obviously is missing its best ball handler.
Yeah, they're missing their point guard, but, I mean, that's part of the game.
Yep. That's our halftime report brought to you by AAG Inc. in Fort Loramie. 23-10 Redskins on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glass work is amazing.
AAGInc.com.
Many thanks to LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center from scoresbroadcast.com. LaCal got us started back in 2006 and 7. We would not be here without the help from LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. Thanks to all the staff, associates, Roger Dietrich, Mary Lee Smock, LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, recognizing academic achievement and excellence in athletics. This Fort Loramie team sporting several seniors this year. Caitlin Gasson, Corinne Heitkamp, Kenzie Holscher, Dana Rose, Jaden Putoff, Clara Gebhardt, and Paige Eilerman, all 12th graders recognized by LaCal. As we start the third quarter, right away, deep three, left corner, Sarah Zimmerman behind the screen for Country Day, short, rebound down to Gasson for Fort Loramie. 23-10, Redskins up 13. Kenzie Holscher with 2 fouls back on the floor. She started the game with 3 shots and 3 makes. 30 seconds gone in the third. Bullet pass in the lane to Kenzie. Oh, she swivels right around the defender. Whoa. Up and in. Oh, she beat McLean to the rim and swirled it down through.
She's not as tall, but she's much quicker.
What's Kenzie from the floor? About 4 for 5?
She's 4 for 4, and she's 2 for 2 from the free throw line.
Perfect night
for Kenzie Holscher. Or I should say a perfect late afternoon. 25-10 Fort Loramie. Here is Country Day throwing the ball to the post. Broken up, but Jaden Putoff, who punches it out of bounds.
Jaden's having a nice game, too.
Sure is. Everywhere, all over the floor. Ball inbounded, left corner by Gracie Barnes. Lobs it cross court. Nearly stolen, but Putoff caught by Zimmerman. Near travel on the arc, but Bailey, who swirls down the right side of the lane, rimmed the driving layup. Tough break. Rebound, Corinne Heitkamp of Fort Loramie. Dancing up over the timeline to Gaston, darting in from the white right wing. Blocked out of bounds by McLean of Country Day. 6:52 to go in the third. 25-10, Fort Loramie. Inbounding, baseline right. Caitlin Gaston for the Redskins. Swings it on top to Putoff. Hand off to Holscher, runs the show. Still a zone defense applied by Country Day. Heitkamp at the elbow on the left. Behind the arc to Putoff, who lets it fly. Bullseye! Woo! Bingo! 24-footer, Jaden Putoff. Redskins have roared to a 28-point lead. Or I should say an 18-point lead, 28-10.
It might be premature, but it might turn into 28.
I use my imagination there. Wow, Putoff has dazzled.
He's been terrific.
Jaden sparkling here this afternoon for Fort Loramie. 6:13 to go in the third quarter. 28-10 Skins. I said early in the season, Jaden is an X factor because you leave her open, she can get red hot. She's a streaky shooter. Fine form, takes your time. She'll beat anyone in the game of skunk.
I tell you, she's a good defender, too. Rebounds really well.
She has really gotten better, has improved dramatically during her career in those departments. Yep, not a weakness. Well, here is a jump shot behind the arc by Country Day, which settles a long two as Gracie Barnes straddled the three-point line, missed it way short. Fort Loramie got the rebound. Holscher drove the length, scooped it, missed it. Rebound out of bounds to Country Day.
That's a good move, too.
Sure was. Country Day, Chuck, seems lost at the offensive end.
Well, I guarantee, with the way the coach talked to you, he talked to his kids that way, too. He told them, we're going to pressure them, they're going to turn it over, and we're going to have a big game, and they're not. And now they're struggling mentally.
Here's a shot behind the arc, again by Gracie Barnes, way short, popped up in the air out of bounds off Fort Loramie. Yep, head coach John Snell frustrated at the Country Day bench. Indians down 18. Fort Loramie's biggest cushion, 28-10. 5:15 left in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Riemann Drywall in Anna, professional service. Drywall repair, patching, finishing, installation, plastering, paint prep, high customer satisfaction and service for homes and businesses. You'll benefit from the 20-year Riemann reputation. If you are within 60 minutes from Shelby County and need drywall work done, high-quality drywall work, affordably priced, Riemann Drywall in Anna, only a call away, 937-538-0513, 538-0513. Drywall done right the Riemann way, Riemann Drywall in Anna. After the timeout, good-looking jump shot, pumped up there by Barnes of Country Day, short, no good, rebound down to Fort Loramie. Quickly, Gaston into Holscher, shot fake, up and under, oh,
an amazing play. Wow! Amazing play.
You think Kenzie's feeling it tonight, do you?
Kenzie Holscher had that basketball down around her shoelaces. She was so well guarded. Don't know how she flipped it up between two players. It went up the silo, Chuck. Went up through the cylinder from the ground to the backboard. She kissed it in off the window. What a play by Kenzie. Low on the right in traffic. And Fort Loramie is up 20, 30 to 10. 3:57 left here in the third quarter. Terrific play by Kenzie Holscher. Yep. I think she's on the way to the Clancy's.
Well, she's well on her way. I'll tell you what, they did not game plan for Kenzie Holscher being this good.
Nope. Here is Zimmerman outside the lane in the left. It's Elizabeth Zimmerman. Hand off to Sarah. Gives it up to Dobello. Stolen. Holscher. Gasson. Holscher. Layup. Missed it. Rebound. Gasson. Got it. Redskins up 22. Wow, fine break, and then the follow was needed to finish it off. 3:18 to go, third quarter. 32-10, Fort Loramie. On the weave, out front, it's Sarah Zimmerman for Country Day. Cross-court skip pass, goes on the play to Cox. Dribbles, too much dribbling, tied up.
Terrible call.
Oh, it's ruled a foul on Kenzie Holscher.
Another terrible call.
Clearly, it was knotted. Should have been a jump. We should be searching for the arrow. Foul three on Kenzie. That one was somewhat imaginary.
Well, you know, they're supposed to vote. They say they vote for officials for tournament games, and I promise you, nobody voted for that woman.
32-10, Fort Loramie up 22. Who would have thought? Country Day dribbling out high. Sam Easter, a senior in the ballgame, 5'10". Oh, what a steal! Great intercept out high. Nearly a walk into the lane. Hard went Allison Schmidtmeyer for Fort Loramie. Left it short. Ball was kicked back, though, to Dana Rose. Redskins restart. Fort Loramie has been super tenacious on defense. Country Day's offense has been thwarted. 32-10 Redskins, 2:20 left, third quarter. Kenzie Holscher on the bench, three fouls. Fort Loramie commanding 22-point lead. Here's Schmidtmeyer weaving. Gives it up on the play to Clara Gebhardt. In the lane to Dana Rose. Oh, Rose whistled for a travel. She appeared to be bodied on the way to the rim. Country Day might have gotten another break. 2:09 left here in the third quarter, 32-10. Did you see that the way I saw it, Chuck?
She looked like she took a bump and put the ball up at the rim. I don't know where the travel came from Schmidtmeyer before she passed the ball.
Right. Yeah, Dana didn't even commit a Euro step on that play. 22-point lead, though, Fort Loramie. Here we are griping about a call or two.
Well.
The Redskins lead it by 22 points. Here's Dobello open, left wing, three-pointer, no good, off the back brace. Rebound Dana Rose, double-teamed, triple-teamed, fouled in backcourt. What's Dobello got in the way of points? I know she had
six.
Six, okay.
She had the first four, and then she scored one more basket. They haven't scored here in the third quarter, obviously.
Seven below Dobello's average. Country Day has been blanked here in the third quarter, trailing 32-10 to Fort Loramie.
It's asking a lot to have your scorer also be your point guard.
Right. Here's a long three, left wing, Fort Loramie. Yes! From downtown. Beautiful looking jumper by Colleen Brandewee. 24-footer, swirled it right down through the cords. Got a good screen, peeled off of it, caught it, shot it the same motion. Here's a ball dumped down inside by Country Day, intercepted by Colleen. She's everywhere. Colleen Brandewee with the steal. 35-10 Redskins. The winner of this game advances to a regional semi at 5:30 next Thursday at Vandalia Butler against the Knights. Minster New Knoxville winner. Turnaround Jay, foul line, put off, deflected. It goes short, out of bounds to Fort Loramie. Jaden's wrist might have been bumped. 50.4 to go, third quarter, 35-10 Redskins. Ball inbounded deep left corner. It's Colleen Brandewee. She's doubled after making that long one. Here's a deep three, left flank. Redskins put off short. Long board ricochets out high to Del Bello. Goes cross court to a teammate. Long two-pointer Easter off the back iron. Rebound McLean for Country Day. Left side pass to Jada Mormon. Drives beneath the rim. Shot blocked. Rebounded McLean. Missed it. Got it back. Scored it. And a foul. First point, second half for Country Day, correct?
Yep.
19.7 to go third quarter. 35-12 in favor of Fort Lauderdale. 6'3 junior Daisy McLean at the line for Country Day. Trying to complete a three-point opportunity. Puts it up. It's bouncing. No good. Rebound pinballed around. Hooking foul. Megan Zimmerman got a lot of Corinne Eichkamp in backcourt. Redskins will bring it down. Up 23 with 18.3 to go here in the fourth quarter of this game. Or I should say, third quarter of this game. Thought the Rushi Tri-Village game might be the more lopsided one, and this could be the closer of the two of our webcast today, but not the case. 7 seconds left. Dana Rose for three-point land. Rimmed it, no good. Rebound McLean. Outlet pass to Zimmerman, and the third quarter finishes. All Fort Loramie. Redskins throng across the way on their feet, clapping in unison. Fort Loramie up 23, 35-12. We start the fourth in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Hey, what's your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services? Well, it's Dickman Supply. We've got four warehouses that stock hundreds of brands for your home. Dickman's got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, or a standby generator. We take pride in being family-owned and operated for 65 years. Our reputation of reliability makes your choice easy. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory for you, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. It's Dickman Supply at DickmanSupply.com. Online with us here on scoresbroadcast.com for 11 years. Thank you, Chris Geisey, all the staff and associates at Dickman. Well, we start the fourth quarter. Fort Loramie in command, 35-12 over Cincinnati Country Day, which right now, Chuck, believe it or not, is 55 points below its per-game scoring average. Here's a good drive to the rim. Right down the pike, it's Sarah Zimmerman, a running four-footer, kissed it in off the window, 35-14 for Loramie, which throws it away. Here's a steal. It's Jada Mormon on the loose. Ball kicked from behind by Fort Loramie, which may have fouled. 35-14, Redskins up 21. 7:17 left here in the fourth.
Not time to get sloppy if you're Fort Loramie. You gotta,
right.
You got to stay solid.
Yep, you don't want.
That's two possessions in a row that they had it over and back. And then they just turned it over on a terrible pass.
Don't want to create some poor habits that could linger into the next game. which will be Minster or New Knoxville, 5:30 next Thursday at Vandalia Butler. Timeout called by Country Day, which trails Fort Loramie 35-14, 7:17 left in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Bruschi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Baseline right of the basket. Country Day inbounding, trailing by 21. Ball fed in, and it's determined it was kicked by Colleen Brandewey of Fort Loramie. Country Day trying again. Zimmerman in the lane. Ball lobbed out back to Del Bello. Long bomb, 27-footer, rattled out. Rebound baseline right by Mormon of Country Day to Del Bello. To Zara Zimmerman, that's an offensive foul or a walk. Good call.
Good call.
Yes. Certainly was not a defensive foul.
No.
Position was solid. It's ruled a travel against Country Day. Fort Loramie inbounds. Rose has it deflected. Gets it back. Flips it up the floor to put off. Baseline right. Her arm is jerked. Common on the floor. Team fouls 4 and 3. 3 on the skins. 35-14 Fort Loramie. 6:57 to go here in the fourth quarter. Baseline right of the rim, Caitlin Gasson will inbound. Colleen Brandewey flares to the right. Oh, ball thrown right below the rim. Little three-footer laid up high off the glass. It swings around the rim and comes out. Almost went down for Kenzie Holscher. She had her arm yanked.
Yeah, she couldn't get her arm up above her waist.
And she'll shoot two, the first of which is dead center. Boy, she has been all net cord on about every single shot here today.
And she sat almost the entire second quarter and about 3 minutes of the third quarter with fouls.
And guess what? Swish times two.
14 points.
Swisheroo on both free throws for Kenzie Holscher, who has been splendid. Paved the way for Fort Loramie. Made the first three shots of the game for the Redskins, who darted out in front 6-0 and have not been challenged since. Left-hand hook shot in the lane by Sarah Zimmerman of Country Day is no good. Rebound down to Fort Loramie, which is up 37-14. Dribble drive, Holscher through congestion, reach-in foul against Country Day with 6:28 left here in the fourth. And Fort Loramie up 37-14. The winner returns to Vandalia Butler on Thursday. 5:30 tip, at least. That is clock time set at the moment for the Minster New Knoxville winner against Fort Loramie victorious here this afternoon, up 23 with 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Colleen Brandewey, Caitlin Gasson, ball flipped right side to Holscher. Holscher on the bounce, double teamed. Now to Caitlin. Dana, left corner, open alley, to the rim, hard drive,
good
got
take.
It for two.
What a good take. That's her first basket.
What a play by Dana. She's made her presence felt in other ways. You're right, Chuck. That was a brilliant take to the rim. Took it from the left corner and zipped toward the basket along the baseline, beat two players to the rack, and got the goal. Del Bello misfiring from three-point land. The ball banged off the iron, ricocheted out of bounds. Del Bello, who scored 26 in the last tournament victory over Fayetteville Perry for Country Day, has been stopped cold here today. Here's Fort Loramie throwing down baseline left for putoff, intercepted by Barnes of Country Day to midcourt. Guess what? Brandewey on her knees steals. Gives it up on the play to Holscher. 18-footer wide right. Loramie saves it to Gasson. Back to Kenzie in the lane. Dana on top. Dana retreats, backs it out, flips it to Caitlin. 5:14 to go. Brandewey open. Deep three right side. Bullseye! 25-footer. Colleen Brandewey Wow, that puts the icing on the cake.
Well, her and Schultes tomorrow, next year, are going to be a 1-2 punch to reckon with.
That's the capper right there. Colleen Brandewey, scattered floor, got the loose ball. She made Country Day pay. Indians head coach John Snell beside himself. He's got no answers. Just too many different people to guard for Fort Loramie here today.
Well, you called it. You gave them a 28-point lead earlier. It took them a little while to get there, but now they've got it.
It is 28. Yep. It's 28-10. I said the Redskins.
It was up 8-28.
We're up 28. Now they are up 28.
Absolutely.
42-14 on the bomb of Brandewey with 4:57 left to go here in the fourth quarter. This reminder, we're on the web online. Thanks to Fort Loramie game sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com. We salute them. Thank you so much to M&A Muffler and Tires, the tire sale always you'll never get tired of. Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs at TomJerry's.com. Plus, Brookins in Fort Loramie, the Saturday night treat, pork chops. You better get there early. 10 Elm Street, Brookins in Fort Loramie, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier, and Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. The Eilerman team of Mark, Scott, and Nick continue their father's legacy of quality craftsmanship. Still 4:50 left in this game. Long three-pointer by Country Day. Not even close. Bad miss. Here's Fort Loramie quickly down the floor. Driving layup, no good. Followed by Holscher. Is right on the button. Spot on is Kenzie. How many for her?
She's got 16.
16 of Fort Loramie's 44. It's been a balanced team effort. Offense, defense, good, scrappy, tenacious play. Slowing down this Country Day offense. Here's DeBello swerving into the lane. Off balance, one-hander, way short. Boy, she's stymied. Rebound, Dana Rose. Outlet to Brandewey. Got it for the layup. Fort Loramie pours it on. 46-14. 4 minutes left here in the fourth quarter. Boy, the Redskins in transition have been breaking down the floor. Country Day lagging behind. Here's DeBello, deep left corner. Looks down inside for a teammate. Oh, what do we have, a double foul?
Well, yeah, Sarah Zimmerman and Caitlin Gasson are really going at it. And the foul should have been on Zimmerman.
3:53 to go here in the fourth. Fort Loramie leading 46-14. Couple of substitutions for the Redskins. Riley Heitkamp back on the floor along with Corinne as Holscher and Putoff set. Here's Country Day lobbing inbounds. Caught by Sarah Zimmerman, foul line, elbow far right side. Ball thrown on the arc to Marley Cox. She launches a three, way overshot it. Well, Country Day's shooting has been poor here this afternoon. Credit Fort Loramie's defense for certain. No doubt about it. A hand in the face on every jump shot by the Indians. Dribble drive, Riley Heitkamp. Lost it, got it back, and laid it in. Wow. Did she do that intentionally, Chuck?
No, she got the ball tipped away from her, but she stayed with it.
Nice play, Riley. And she found a little crease in the lane, darted through there, had the ball knocked away. She nonchalantly regathered, dribbled once more, hooked it up, made it. And here's Country Day moving screen at the other end. 3:08 to go. 48-14 Fort Loramie. Wow. It has been a cast of characters. Yeah. The entire roster razor sharp here today for Fort Loramie. Head coach Carla Siegel and her staff had the Redskins primed.
Well, they were primed, and I'll tell you what, I'm going to say even with Jordan, I don't think the Country Day comes within 20.
No, exactly. No. This may not be 48-14, but I tell you what, it's 40-25 Fort Loramie.
Oh, yeah.
Even with Cameron Jordan.
Absolutely.
And a foul on Cox in backcourt against Country Day. Redskins on the floor now. Riley Heitkamp, Colleen Brandewey, Corinne Heitkamp, Caitlin Gasson. That's a small lineup. Fifth player, is that Schmidtmeyer out there at the moment?
Yes.
Foul, backcourt. Country Day. 1-1. Riley Heitkamp, Fort Loramie. Swish on the free throw. Redskins can do no wrong. Darn near perfection performance by the Fort Loramie girls this afternoon against 8th-ranked 16-1 Cincinnati Country Day. Both foul shots on the mark, 50-14 in favor of Fort Loramie. Last year's final score at Vandalia Butler in the regional championship game was 50-34. Redskins have improved that to 20 points. It's 50-14. Pass down inside to Zimmerman. She's all thumbs. Good defense by Fort Loramie. They crowd her, and the ball is lost out of bounds.
Zimmerman has just, she's created herself. She's in a bad mood now, and she's been banging around with Heitkamp and Gasson, and her mind is not in the game.
Yeah, no question that Fort Loramie's quality play and tenacious defense have gotten under the skin of the Indians here this afternoon. 50-14, Fort Loramie leads it by 36. 2 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter. Holscher inbounding in backcourt to Dana Rose. Looks like she's held as she sprints up the floor. Yep. In fact, she scratched on the arm. And she'll get the 1-1 down to our right. Last year's game was 38-34 in the regional championship with under 5 to play in the fourth. And it was still a 7-point game with under 3 to go when Dana Rose blocked a shot, took it the length of the floor, laid it in, and that turned the tide for good. Fort Loramie won it going away, scoring the last 12 in that game, 50-34. It's 50-14 right now as Fort Loramie fouls. It's common, and Country Day will throw in out of bounds to her left. A minute 13 to go. Fort Loramie advances to a regional semifinal next Thursday. Right now, tip set for 5:30 against Minster or New Knoxville. Dana Rose, Kenzie Holscher, sit down.
They get a nice ovation, well deserved.
Dazzling game for Kenzie. Dana Rose did a lot more than she'll show for it in the scorebook.
Yeah.
Here's Jada Mormon spinning, turning in the lane, hits it for Country Day. 50-16, 30 seconds left in the fourth quarter. So many thanks to M&A Muffler and Tires, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating and Air Conditioning, and Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, all in Fort Loramie. Open player, Redskins down the lane, shot laid up on the rim, comes off. As Kara Meyer couldn't get it to go, rebound taken down by Country Day. Collision midcourt. Schmidtmeyer whacking the Indians player from the backside. Scoreboard clock continues to run. 6, 5, 4, 3. Is it a continuous clock? 34 points. Anyway, that's
yeah,
it.
There you go.
It's over.
Forgot about the continuous clock.
Yeah, continuous clock here in the last minute or two. The lead for Fort Loramie exceeded that point at which the continuous clock begins, and the Redskins win it in big time fashion, 50-16. Shorthanded today was Cincinnati Country Day, missing its leading scorer on the year, Cameron Jordan, but Fort Loramie was not going to be beaten on this afternoon. Redskins, had Jordan played, would have won this game by 20, 25 points. They wind up winning it by 34, 50-16. Everybody was a star for the Fort Loramie girls here this afternoon. A terrific all-around performance. Cincinnati Country Day Indians being presented with the district runner-up hardware. So many thanks to AAG Inc. in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, south of Hanna, Dickman Supply, Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High-quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered at Goffney. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy in Tip City, home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank and Osgood in Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good. Osgood Bank. Secure Com in Minster. SECURCOM online. SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, award-winning sports page coverage, and our broadcast partner, WMDR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. Thanks to Wygant Real Estate and Development, Wygant in Minster. We build neighborhoods, Wygant Real Estate and Development. Redskins. Being alerted by the public address announcer, it's time to receive your district championship team trophy. There it is. It's being held high up in the air by the Fort Loramie girls toward the cheering section from Fort Loramie across the way. Redskins victorious in this district game this afternoon, thumping Cincinnati Country Day by a 50-16 count. Chuck, I remark once again, I thought coming into the day, the tighter game would be our second webcast featuring Fort Loramie and Country Day. And I thought if either one of the two might be lopsided, it would be Tri-Village and Rushi. But Tri-Village was slowed down by Rushi. Raiders played beautiful basketball.
Played well.
Nearly upset the Patriots. And who would have thought Fort Loramie blows out Country Day by 34.
Yeah, that was a thumping. And I tell you, they were so well balanced. They out-rebounded them 26-19, 8-6 on the offensive boards. 17 turnovers by Country Day, only 6 for Fort Loramie.
Wow.
That was what they were hanging their hat on. They were going to turn them 20 times.
Yep.
Didn't come close. 9-12 from the free throw line. Country Day only went twice, made them both. Individual scoring, Country Day led by DeBello with 6, and they got 4 from Mormon, and then 2 from Sarah Zimmerman, 2 from Gracie Barnes, and 2 from Daisy McLean. They scored 16 for the game. On the other side, Kenzie Holscher, 16 points. They got 8 from Colleen Brandaway. She was terrific. They got 8 from Jaden Putoff, who also was terrific. 5 from Caitlin Gasson, 4 from Riley Heitkamp, 4 from Dana Rose, 3 from Clara Gephardt, and 2 from Corinne Heitkamp. They scored 50. They're going where they deserve to be, to a regional semifinal.
Chuck, there were a number of sparkling individual plays turned in by the Redskins other than Kenzie Holscher.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Kenzie was remarkable. But, Caitlin Gasson, her passing on the fast breaks was rock solid.
Brandaway,
Colleen Brandaway was dynamite.
Yep. Yep, and so was Jaden Putoff.
Yeah, Jaden shot it really well. Corinne Heitkamp, fine floor game.
Dana Rose didn't score much, but as she rebounded, she did everything else they needed her to do.
Yep, for sure. And our Clancy's award winner,
I'm going to go with Kenzie Holscher. On the other side, they're too far away. They don't get one.
They didn't play very well today, Country Day. Fort Loramie had so much to do with that. Redskins were terrific. Win at 50-16. Kenzie Holscher is our Clancy star of the game. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak.
Quapaw in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Well, tonight up at Wapakoneta, Minster plays New Knoxville. That is a Northwest Girls D4 District Championship game. There are five district winners in girls D4 basketball in Northwest Ohio. One of those five leaves and travels to Vandalia Butler. That's the Wapak district champ. Right. It's Minster or New Knoxville. They play tonight at 7. Minster on Thursday beat Fort Recovery 50-32. New Knoxville on Thursday beat Marion Local 32-27. Minster, New Knoxville collide tonight. The winner takes on Fort Loramie Thursday 5:30 at Vandalia Butler in a D4 girls regional semifinal.
Well, assuming it's going to be Minster,
yep.
And boy, that's going to be a battle. That's the two-time defending state champs, because there wasn't one last year,
right,
against last year's undefeated team, and then with only one loss this year.
Right.
What a battle that's going to be.
And Fort Loramie, three straight years AP poll champs.
Yep. Number
one, finishing the poll in late February, three successive seasons as number one, according to the Associated Press. We've got girls basketball on Wednesday night from Springfield. I think it's the early game. It might be a 6 o'clock start. Cincinnati Purcell Marion and Anna victorious today, 40-20 over Williamsburg in a district game. So we're right back at Springfield, the scene of last year's enormous regional championship upset,
yep,
turned in by Anna over Purcell, which led Anna in D3 to the girls' state Final Four that was never played. Anna right back there again this season. The opponent, Purcell. Only thing different, it's a regional semi. And I think it's the early start on Wednesday night. Follow the scoresbroadcast.com website. We're likely on the air about 5:45 or so on Wednesday night for Anna Purcell Marion girls from Springfield. And then next Thursday, about 5 o'clock airtime, it'll be either Minster or New Knoxville against Fort Loramie. Again, these times are approximate. I don't think actual tip-off times have been solidified, but I do believe both webcasts, Wednesday and Thursday next week, are early. They are 6 o'clock or earlier, both Wednesday and Thursday night. Next Friday night, we hope to have the Anna boys in a district championship. Anna's got to beat Meadowdale today. In fact, that game's underway right now at Northmont, I do believe. The Anna boys playing Meadowdale, and to earn a shot at a district on Friday night next week at Vandalia Butler, Anna boys have to win that game today to advance. So it's conceivable. We've got games Wednesday, Thursday, Friday next week, and of course we would have action throughout the day on Saturday, Fort Loramie or Minster on Saturday night. If Anna wins, Anna girls win on Wednesday, we've got the Anna girls in action next Saturday afternoon. So a full array of games. Keep abreast of the website, scoresbroadcast.com. We'll update you as soon as these game times and air times next week become fixed. Chuck loved it. Fort Loramie played it. The Redskins played exceedingly.
Oh,
yeah, they were dynamite. Reminds me of segments of the games Fort Loramie turned in this year against Findlay Liberty Benton, Canton Glen Oak, Ottawa Glandorf, Minster. In those games, Fort Loramie had 16, 18, 24 minutes of outstanding basketball. Maybe not quite the 28 or 30 great minutes Fort Loramie played today in clobbering Cincinnati Country Day, 50-16. Wow, will this final score resonate throughout the state, especially down in Cincinnati, where Country Day was by far and away the number one girls D4 club?
Well, even without Jordan, I mean, looking at their scores in the tournament, they won everything by 50 points.
Right. So for our radio audience, via WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, for our online audience via scoresbroadcast.com. For Chuck alongside Jack Kramer, saying a pleasant good early evening to you from here at Troy, where earlier today Tri-Village edged Rushi 52-43 in one girls D4 district championship in our third game of the day, third district game here at Troy, our second webcast. The Fort Loramie Redskins play super basketball and storm past Cincinnati Country Day 50-16 here on scoresbroadcast.com. Good night, everybody.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.